We are learning Masechet Ksuvos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top. Boi Minei Rav Avinu Merav Sheshes Bas Hanezoynes Mina Achim Ma'is Yedeh Lami. The halacha is that the father gets the Ma'is Yedeh of his daughter Zaktano Naira. It's mentioned later on, and it's learned that from a pasuk. It's actually a Derais De Gadin. It's learned that from Sukkim that the Ma'is Yedeh go to the father. Now the halacha is that after the father dies, so even though it was in the father's lifetime, the father was not chayiv mezainis for his daughters, but after the father dies, there's a din, b'nun nukvin, the havel chimenoi, is a tanaik suba, that the daughters will eat mezainis from the father's estate. It's a din called the ksuba's b'nun nukvin, that from the tanaik suba, the children, the daughters, eat mezainis from the ksuba. So now the question is, since the daughter is eating mezainis, maybe you should give the ma'is yedeh to the brothers. Bas and mezainis mina achim ma'is yedeh l'mi. B'mokim av kaim yedeh, b'mokim av ma'hosa ma'is yedeh l'av, hachana ma'is yedeh l'achim. Just like there, it's ma'is yedeh l'father, here also ma'is yedeh l'achim. Oidom o loidomi l'av, that's similar to av. Hosa midideh mitzno. There they're getting panosa from him. Therefore, he gets the ma'is yedeh. Hach o l'av mididu mitzno. Here they're not getting panosa from the brothers, they get from the estate, so why should they give mezainis? But like we spoke out, well, it's one and a half minutes, it's a bayi, it's a shayla. The shayla is like this, that because you're asking this, first the rice that din was the mice that goes to the father. And here's no din. Right. So here, so Taisus speaks out that the whole shayla is a rabban dega shayla. Look at Taisus, the remas labas and mezainis. Taisus says, but the rice of pshitele is Taisus, the remas labas, but the rice of pshitele is the havel atzma. There's no Yerusha, you're not Meirish, you're Schus of your daughters to your sons. Elm Drabbanim Bayim, it's a Tali time of Mezainis. This is a Tali time of Mezainis, so therefore, it's which means like this, that really, like the Ram Shiv speaks out, that since the father usually gives Mezainis out of the goodness of his heart to the daughter, so therefore that's Pshat in the Torah, where the Torah said the Ma'is Yedeh go to the father. So here also the Marzah have made a little bit more of Shiloh, that maybe the Ma'is Yedeh go to the brothers also, since they get Mezainis from their estate. Their estate's losing out. They have an estate, they got a Yerusha, losing out their Yerusha. No, not goodness of their heart, but maybe it's just a mock of that. So you know what the Marzah answers? Rav Sheshes answered? He said, yeah, they get Ma'is Yedeh. Amalei. Rav Sheshes answered. The Shiloh was Ravina from Rav Sheshes. Amalei Tanei Suah. Amono Nezainis Menichse Yisayimim. We have halacha that says later on that Almana gets mezainis also from Tanai Ksuba, from Nichzei Yisayimim, u'ma'is yedeh shalahem, and they get the ma'is yedeh. So you see, Chazal were mesakin ma'is yedeh to go to the Yisayimim. So he brought a raya, therefore by the daughter also, the ma'is yedeh go to their brothers. So the Gemara says back that it's not a raya from the case that Rav Sheshes arrived from. He has no reason to want his Hamana to have a lot of money. But he wants his daughter to have money. Like this. The Tanai Ksuba says that the daughter gets mezainis from the estate. The Ma'is Yedeh, the father also wants the daughter to keep it. Why? Because he wants her to get married and have money. So therefore, he's nichle that she keeps it. Mashenken Almana, he has no reason for the Almana to make her own money, and therefore he only gives the mezainis aldas to get the Ma'is Yedeh. And that's why Chazal made that account that way. That's not a raya. It's not a raya from Almana, because the father wants more, the daughter should keep it. Frank the Gemara, Lameimra, so it sounds like from here, that the daughter is more important than the Almana. V'amar Rav Abba, Rav Yesi, also Almana Eitz Abbas, Kebas Eitz Achim, V'nechasim Otim. We made Almana Eitz Abbas, like Kebas Eitz Achim, V'nechasim Otim. What does that mean? By Nechasim Otim, let's say a father dies, we're not so much Nechasim, there's not enough Parnasa for both the sons and daughters. The halacha is that the daughters get the whole entire Yerusha, and the sons go collecting. That's the halacha. And this memran here, Rav Abba Rav Yossi said that Almana with a bas, also if it's not enough money, who gets the mezainis? The Almana gets the money, gets the mezainis, and the bas goes collecting. So you see what's more chashiv, the Almana. Let's read it inside. Also, Almana says, bas achim, bas achim. Just like when there's a sister with the brothers. Habas the mezainis, the achim, shalab, sachim, the achim go collecting. Af Almana it's abas, Almana mezainis, Ba'abas tishal psachim. The Almana gets mezainis, and the Ba'as goes collecting psachim. You see who's more important, the Almana. So how is saying over here, the Ma'is Yedeh of Almana will go. We'll argue Rav Sheshes was saying, the Abaya Ma'is Yedeh of Almana goes to the brothers, but not the Ma'is Yedeh of the Bita. So the Gemara is not a shaychus. If they have to come down to collecting, we are more worried about the bezyonis of the almana than the bezyonis of the children. But the inyan of the daughters. Leinyan harvacha bitoya difalo begabi, getting more money for the children, so he doesn't care if his old former wife has money or not. He cares about his children. Therefore, that's better. So far we're holding that a shayla on the Gemara. If a bas hanazonis mina achim with tnai ksuba, they get mezonis after the father dies, do they give the mice there to the brothers or not? The shayla, Rav Sheshet just poshted it from Amana, and the Gemara says not our dinyan. But the Gemara keeps on having kashas on Rav Sheshet, who passed on the shayla. Master Rav Yosef. He brings a raya from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the parak, maisi yedeho metziyosa, afa pishloi gopso. If she worked and they owed her wages, or she found a metziah, and then the father died, the halacha is, even though she didn't give it to the father yet, it goes to the father's estate, and the brothers are yarshin it. Once she made the money, it goes to the estate, and the brothers get it. So what do you see? Taimod v'chayav, only because the wages she earned when the father was alive. Well, acham bisa, it's acham bisav, la'atzma, it's pashal la'atzma. So you see, klar, ma'isi yedeh, don't go to the brothers. So Rav Yosef had a kasha on Rav Sheshes, that's on first Mishnah, basically, that the wages go to her, and not to her brothers. Only if it was earned in the lifetime of the father, is there a shayla. But after the father dies, there's no tzad. So the Gemara, my love and nizaynis, I don't know what case we got nizaynis, lo'ibish ain't nizaynis. Where there was no mezainis being given to her. I would even tell me, to Ksarik Suba, had he not given mezainis. Zog Rashi, Gunch Loha Yunachasim. The case was that there was no money there. So therefore, she was not getting mezainis. In that case, she keeps the ma'isid out. Right, the Gemara, Ibish Ein mezainis, if there's no mezainis, the Maila Memra, what is the chiddish of the Mishnah? The Mishnah, Rashi explains, is not a chiddish to say that the money she made in her father's lifetime belongs to her father. That's Pashut. Why not? It's Mama, it's not Knas. The chiddish is the Diak. The Chizdik, the only money she made in the Chayav, after Misav, goes to herself. But if there's no Mezainis, it's not a Chiddush that she keeps her own wages. Ma'ilim Emra, Philim on the Yama, Yochel Rav Lemel Eved, Asayim Yibin Azoncho, Yinkun Van Yama says, Eliyah Tel Eved, Eved Kanani, work for me and I'm not giving you Mezainis. Hanim Bilib Eved Kanani, Lo Ksiv Bei Imcha, doesn't say the Imcha, Eved Rivri Ksiv Bei, where it says in the Pasuk, Imach, where it says the pasuk imach, there it says v'hoyu ki emar lecha lois eitzei mi imach ki ahevicha es beisachach ki toiv le imach. It says loshen imach by every day. Now I'll tell him work for me. I'm not gonna give him his earnings. Lo, it's a kol shekein bita. So if so bita, you can't tell him to work and not give him his earnings. So it's not a chiddush. So what's the case of our Mishnah? It must be for the diak. It must be for the diak, because it can't be saying a case of no mezainis, because that's pashut, that then she keeps her wages. It must be, even with mezainis, the diak is, the only b'chayav, she doesn't keep her wages, but after mizav, she keeps her wages. So it's a kasha on sheshes, on Rav Ula, no, it's not shver. It's going on the extra money she makes. The ma'isiyah, you're right, that covers her mezainis, that she'll keep herself when she's not getting mezainis. But the extra money, that goes to the father usually. So here, the chiddush here is that the hadafa does not go to the brothers. Extra money. She makes, let's say mezainis costs her $50 a week. Right, and she makes $200 a week. The extra $150 goes to the father. Even in a case where the father's not giving mezainis to the daughter, the extra $150 goes to the father. So here, that's the shayla here. Does it go to the brothers or not? And that would be the shayla in our mishnah, and that would be the diak in our mishnah. Does that go to the brothers or not? And we're saying, since she doesn't give mezainis, the brothers get nothing. But maybe if the brothers give mezainis, they do get ma'isida. So Rav Sheshes is not shver from Rav Sheshes anymore, because we're saying the diak is the gabi hadafa. The diak is that by hadafa she keeps it herself. Even by hadafa she keeps it herself, and that's a chiddush.
Well,
no mezainis, no mezainis. I give him mezainis. If they gave mezainis, according to Rav Sheshes, they would get ma'isida. They would get ma'isida. Here we're talking in mezainis.
And that's why should they get the adafa?
Why would they? Because it's just like the father. That's the shayla. Just like the father gets it.
Yeah.
The father gets it. Yeah. Yeah, because like we spoke about before, that's a derais digadin, the mice they go to the father. That's a derais digadin. Nothing to do with mezainis. Not tolling mezainis, tafka. Whatever mezainis she gets to keep, but it's not tolling mezainis. So to Gemara Vayter. So Amar Rava, Gavar Rabbi Krav Yisrael, Yodah Dika Adafa. He couldn't answer this question himself, the adafa. He had a kasha from our Mishnah. And the answer very simple. He couldn't think it out Teretz. The Kamoisev Tsiyufta, he has a Kasha Aram Sheshis. Reis is a big Gadol. He doesn't make mistakes like that. And if it was a Teretz Adaf, he wouldn't have asked the Kasha. Elamar Rava, Rav Yosef did have a Kasha that stumps Rav Sheshis from the Mishnah. Elamar Rav Yosef, Mastisa Gufa Kasha. Rav Yosef had a problem with the Mishnah itself. The Tani Maisiya Deho Mitziyasa says the wages and the Mitziya, obviously Gavsa, even though she didn't collect it yet, then it goes to the father. It goes to the father's estate. If it would happen in the father's lifetime. So where is the kasha? Mitziyasa man gavya. What did the pastor say? Mitziya, when you find it, you have it. Before you find it, it's nothing. You're not collecting a Mitziya. What does it mean? El alav. The Mitziya is just being magal to us on Maisa Deh. Alav hokama. Maisa Yedeh is like Kimitziyasa. Ma Mitziyasa b'chai av la'av. La'acha Mitziya av la'atzma. Let's look at Mitziya, it's pashut. That b'chai av goes to the father, als eva. But la'acha Mitziya av, it's pashut la'atzma. Now why is it so pashut? Why is that down shayla? Because the Gemara says later on, that menvava and beis in the bottom, that the reason why Mitziya goes to the father is because of eva. And what's the eva? Rashi explains, top mem zayin ma'av, and he says it here also, since it's not chai b'mezaynis, if you say Mitziyasa Shalah, he'll stop giving Mizainas. Therefore, I'll able to give it to the father. But here, the brothers have to give Mizainas. It's a chiv, the ksuba. So here's no tzad that they're going to stop giving, they have to give it. So there's no reason to say Eva. No reason to say that Mitziya goes to the brother. So just like Mitziya is partial.
What do you mean, like ksuba?
The din that the children, the beat them, the daughters, get Mizainas. Is a chiyuv after Mitzvah. Like we spoke about in the Nakdam in the beginning, when the father is alive, the father is not mechuyev to give mezonos to his daughters. It's not mechuyev. After he dies, he's mechuyev. It's a tanai ksuba. It says in the ksuba, benin nukvon dehavon l'chaminoi, the female children that you have for me, inun yehin yosef avesi, umitzvah benichsi adil l'lachon l'govrim. They're going to eat until they get married. What?
Even though it's not his current wife that died.
It's his children as well.
His marriage.
Hey, he died.
I understand. Yeah. He divorced to his wife already. The next was paid off already from his first marriage.
No. This is one that his wife is married to. The wife is married to.
What his daughter is not there from previous marriage?
No. I don't know. Maybe. If you give it super, maybe you pay off the whole thing. I don't know what the halach is by Gerishin. This is talking about when he dies and he leaves Alman. The garrison, he pays like suba, whatever. I don't know who's taking care of the children, whatever. There's nothing to do with it. It's not the shaila. He dies, he left the wife with children, and the daughter eats it. And that's not like anyway. Maybe we'll get to that somewhere in the suba. It's not like a point here either. The point of the Gemara is that Maisi Adel was a shaila, does it go to the brothers? What's the shaila? Because they're getting mezonos anyway. The daughters. Do you have to give them, like I said, the Arbon, the Gedin, they have to give Maisi Deo. The father is the opposite. He gets the Maisi Deo with the rice anyway, and if he wants, he gives him Mizainas. The Maram Shif says that the reason why Tara did it is because usually you give a child Mizainas. But let's get the middle of the Chazun over here. So it says over here that Maisi, that what it was saying, because Mitziya makes no sense, Man Gavya, Elav Hokkama, Maisi Deo Ki Mitziyosa, Ma Mitziyosa B'chai Avla, Avla Chabisa, Avla Atzma. Now why is that? Like we just spoke out, Mitziya is pasha that b'chai av goes to follow eva, but after b'sav there's no eva there because you have to give mezainus. So it's pasha she gets the mitziya. Af ma'isida nami b'chai av la'av lach misav la'atzma shmami no. And this is a kasha on Rav Sheshis from this diak in the Mishnah. That was a Yosef's kasha. This he had no teretz to that was saying ma'isida is like mitziya, just like mitziya goes la'atzma, ma'isida goes la'atzma. So not like Rav Sheshis. The Maisei Deh go to her herself. Amrav Kana, my time with the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? The Chsiv is Nachaltem Oysom Levnechem. You can be Moirish, you're Avodim Kananim to your children. Acharechem, after the person dies. Oysom Levnechem. Dafka Eva Kanani goes to your children. Levnei Seichem Levnechem. You're not Moirish, your daughters to your sons. He's not Moirish, the Schus Bitoi to his children, to his sons. So, like Tosfos we spoke about before, the whole tzad that Maisa Deh should go to the brothers, only the Rabbanans, what's more chaperoning a Rav? My time with the Rav, it's my time with the Rav Sheshis, if anything. So Tosfos really warns this. Tosfos, that back down at Tosfos Bas, Tosfos will read Tosfos at the beginning like this. But the rise up, she's going to have a la'atzma, because she'll come over to the Chaltem. And with the Rabbanan boy, it's the Rabbanan boy, with the Tali time of Mizrenis, with the Maisa Allah Ma'amana, and the boy, since they get mezonos, Lekamon the boy, my time of the Rav, have a motzilim a boy. You could have asked, now my time of the Rav Sheshes, in the Rais of Moida, to have a la'atzma. It's not Tavka Rav. Everyone agrees that the Rais is good. El Noka Rav, should come by Hedi, and my Zdela Atzma, after the Ravon. Okay, Kevaldi. Zogti Gemara Vaita, Masko Rav. We have a question on this pasuk. The pasuk says, you're not meirish to the children. We're saying it's not meirish the schus of my Zdela. Masko Rav, maybe it's saying the thing you're not meirish is the Pitu habas knosses and chavalos. V'chein tala Rav Chinina. Pitu habas knosses and chavalos across the medaba. That maybe the thing that you're not meiris to your sons are the knossos, the chavalos, and the mefata. Those things. How do you know it means the ma'isi adel? And so it's a good question. And Taka Rav Chinina Taka says like that this pasuk is dafka for that, and it's not a rai, not like Rav Sheshes really. And the truth is, if you Taisus said that everyone agrees that the rai says not going, but the Gemara is asking Kasha, how do you know it's going on Ma'aseh Yedah? So the Gemara just adds a zaita question over here, not a Kasha Rabba. The Gemara says a Kasha like this: Chavolos, what's the tzad that Chavolos go to the brothers? It doesn't even go to the father. Chavolos Sarah deGufininu. If someone is mazik someone, a girl. It doesn't go to the father. It's Sarah the Gufa. It goes to her. Like Rashi speaks out, it's Sarah leizochel rachman la'av. K'tanya b'achoyvel b'mnoi b'ita k'tanam yasam segul. You make a foundation for them. You put away the money for them. What?
Trust fund.
Make a trust fund for them. That's the right word. A trust fund. The school is like a trust fund. You make it for the children. Yeah. So here, what's the tag goes to the brothers? Omar v'yisi b'rachanino. I'm talking about the case where we made it the value less. Shapatsa b'fanaha. They hurt her in the face, and therefore made it worth less, and that would belong to the father. And that's what we're talking about. Those chavalos that belong to the father don't go to the brothers. That's what we're asking the pasuk should say. Omrav Zera, Omrav Masta, Omrav, Va'amri Lo. So there's one gear say, Omrav Zera, Omrav Masta, Omrav. Va'amri Lo, or Omrav Rebbe Zera, Omrav Masta, Omrav. The difference is Rav Zera, Rebbe Zera. What's the difference? Because Rav Zera, he grew up in Bavel, and then he went there to Yisrael. And at Yisrael, he got smicha. So until he got Smicha, he was called Rav Zera. Once he got Smicha, he called Rebbe Zera. And so the Shah was when he said this memra, when he was before he was a Musmach, after he was a Musmach. What did he say? This halacha, Abbas and Azariz and Achim, Maisdela Atzma, like this is a Rav's halacha, that Maisdela go to herself, the Chsiv is a Chalta, Maisdela Vnechem, Achrechem, Oisel Vnechem, only ever Kanani emerged to your sons, Vlebre Sechem Vnechem. Magid, Shin Odom, Maisdela Chus, Bitoy Livnoi, you now marriage the Chus of your daughter to your son. Even though the Gemara before had a little kasha on this drasha, but that's what they held strong with this drasha. Omle Avim Bar Papi, Shekoid Omron. The shakud said it. The shakud means like a lashon of someone who's steady, like a masmid. So he said it. Shkoid man, who is that? Shmuel. This is Shmuel. Rashi is called Shkoid because he's always careful to say his words la halacha lemaisa. So Av Shkoid. So Gemara Harav Amra. Was Shmuel said it? Rav said it. Ema Av Shkoid Amra. Shmuel also said the same thing. Oma Mar Barav Meimer Larvashi. Hachay Amar Da. What's the halacha lemaisa? Does the maisa day go to the brothers or not? Hilchos HaKavav said the Rav Sheshes. Now, Adoyi said the Hilchos HaKavav Sheshes, Ma'isi Yedea go to the brothers. Rav Ashi Yama, no. Hilchos HaKavav said the Rav. Pass like Rav. And what's Halach Lama'isa? The Hilchos HaKavav said the Rav. We paskin like Rav that the Ma'isi Yedea do not go to the brothers in this case. Like it says in the Pasuk, was Nechal Tvoyisom Avnechem, Oysom Avnechem, Vloy B'nei Sechel Avnechem. And I thought the Rabbanan did it in either.